1. The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank, behind the Business Achievers Awards.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to The Business. Coming up, some highlights from another crisis-ridden week, an Irish company's plans for a remote control you can talk to, and a Clonmel Butcher's online business. I'm joined in studio by Gary McMullen, Chief Executive of Amulet Devices, and by Eddie Carroll, the company's Chief Technical Officer. And we're going to do a dangerous thing, but a live demonstration of their Amulet device, which is a voice-activated or voice-enabled remote control for TV, DVDs and music. And Gary, just explain exactly what I have here in front of me. It looks like an ordinary remote control, but as I said, it is one with a little bit of a difference.
Yes, this is a voice remote control for the media centre that we've developed, and it allows you to select music, TV or DVDs via voice. So why don't you have a go there, John?
We'll do the demonstration. Essentially, as a horizontal, if I hold it horizontally, it's like any other remote control.
That's correct.
So if I tilt it vertically and come up with the right instruction, it should play now. Amulet, play artist U2.
Playing artist U2.
Phew. So, now there we have, we'll just, for instance, give it another instruction. Amulet, name that tune. Amulet, name that tune.
This tune is called Beautiful Day from the album All That You Can't Leave Behind by U2. There's no room.
So there we have sort of a demonstration of what it does. And Eddie, you're the technical man. Is this the first device of its kind?
Good morning, John. There have been a number of other devices that have tried to do speech recognition, but usually in very specialist areas. We're the first company that have taken it into the living room in a way that works very seamlessly and transparently. One of the key things with speech recognition is you only want the device to listen to you when you're giving it a command. You don't want it to listen when we're chatting just like we are now. So a key part of the technology is the way that we turn on and off the microphone.
In other words, by putting it vertically, the light comes on, so there's no danger of while you're talking that the channel is going to switch automatically.
Exactly. And in order to do that, we had to design our own circuitry, our own algorithms, and our own software to make it all work together.
And who is it targeted at? I mean, most people will be familiar with a remote control. They'll say it's fairly straightforward to switch from one channel to another, or if it's a DVD, or if it's a music player. Where would voice activation be important?
Well, ultimately, we see it targeting everyone. Typically, if you have one of these so-called media centres with all your music and your photos and your TV programmes on it, you run into the problem where you have 500 CDs, you want to pick one out, and you just have screen after screen after screen of menus that you have to go through to try and find the music you want. With the speech, you just say the name of the person you want, and it just instantly starts playing. So the kind of people we're targeting in the short term are people who are willing to buy these kind of media systems, which are still at a higher end of the market. But over the next couple of years, we see these being something that will be in every household.
Right. Now, okay, so we've heard a bit of music. Let's try and watch a program now. So I'll tilt the remote control vertically and I'll say, Amulet, watch program Fair City.
Watching program Fair City.
So just run that. I'll do that again. I'll just maybe run it a bit longer, Eddie. Amulet, watch program Fair City.
Watching program Fair City.
I didn't tell her to leave. It was her idea.
Right, okay. So I think we've proved the technology works anyway. And Gary, you're the man, while Eddie looks after the technical side of things, you're the man who's trying to get money for this. This has to be commercialised, I think, is the word used.
That's right, John.
So
yes.
Do the sums for us. How much have you invested in it thus far?
We've probably spent about 100,000 of our own money in sort of capital investment to run the company. And fair to say, we haven't taken much money ourselves, so we've been running it for about 12 months. So we're really at the stage now where we have a prototype, and we're ready now to try and take that to market. We've just recently been nominated in a technology competition in the US, so we're going to be attacking the US market initially with the product. This technology competition is there's 15 innovative companies from around the world, from a set of 500 or 600 companies, and I'll be going next week over to Las Vegas to do not quite my 15 minutes of fame, but my 5 minutes of fame. I could get to do a 5 minute demonstration, take 3 or 4 minutes of questions from VCs and technical guys, and maybe we win a prize of $50,000 to try and get us going in the US. So that's where we're applying. So we're hoping with that to launch the product in the US and to get it to through manufacturing and into the US probably is going to cost us about 250 to 500,000 euros.
And what about investors, potential investors? Have you approached anyone? What about Enterprise Ireland, for instance?
Well, we've had a lot of positive responses from Enterprise Ireland, and certainly they're very interested in the product and supporting us. But we need to get sort of match with all of these things. We need to find matching funding from ourselves and others.
And looking at the device, you would say the surprise for me, for instance, is that there isn't such a device here that does all the things, Eddie, you're saying it does. I mean, what's to stop one of the big technology companies from developing something like this, one of the big TV makers from doing this and stealing your thunder?
And what we've discovered, John, over the last 12 months while the company has been running, but the technology itself has been in development by the original inventor, Steve Collins, our partner in the company, for about 3 years now. And it's a very tricky thing to get right. There's an awful lot of subtleties to do with the way you handle the speech recognition, but also with the way that you map that onto things like automatically identifying the names of music tracks, TV programs and so on, that if somebody was to come and try and do it from a standing start, they would have a big curve to try and climb, no matter how many technology people they threw at it. So we feel the fact that we've been in this market or in this technology field now for a number of years gives us a big lead. And, you know, personally, I think it would be great if a few more people came into it and opened up the market. We're confident that the technology we have is enough to give us the edge.
So, Gary, at the moment, it's all about money, getting your hands on the money that will allow you to manufacture it. But there's also the possibility, perhaps, of, you know, getting the license or the license being sold so that somebody else could do the manufacturing?
There's that is a possibility. We would hope that maybe somebody will see the technology at iStage or at one of the trade shows we'll go to in the US and feel that they want to partner with us to try and take the product to market. And that would help us because, as Eddie said, we're very much a technology company and we're interested in building innovative products.
So I presume if there's any investor listening, you'll be glad for a call from them.
We'd be delighted to have a call from anybody, yes.
Right, well, the company is Amulet Devices, and Gary McMullen and Eddie Carroll, thank you for joining us this morning. And I think we'll finish with another demonstration of what a wonderful thing this is. Amulet Play Song. Oh, yes, now I have to lift the remote control first. Amulet Play Song ABBA.
Playing Song Bad.
Well, that's you too, so I think we have to change the artist here. Eddie is pointing this out to me. Amulet Play Artist ABBA.
Playing Artist ABBA.
On sound this morning, Bryony October. Our researchers were Alan Torney and Tim Desmond. Our producer was Ian Wilson. From me, John Murray, goodbye. Amulet, play us out.
No problem, John. Talk to you later.